to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on, I guess, what is turned into, a little bit of a cloudy, overcast Tuesday. Do we have clouds? Terry, do we have clouds?
We do, but at least it's somewhat warm.
Well, let's see how warm. How about 64?
That's a good thing.
That's a really good thing. Let me say up front, I haven't come out of the clouds yet. And I'll spend a few minutes at 3 o'clock with some thank yous. But I've done a lot of charity events over the years. I don't think I've ever done one where I thought the people that participated had more fun. I was fired up. For me, there were a lot of little reunions that were going on. A bunch of my buddies from BGA were there. The first Vanderbilt basketball team that I ever broadcast in 1983, three members of that team, Will Perdue, Steve Reese, and Glenn Clem were all there. We had a little mini pep rally for the Braves with Jeff Francoeur and Adam Duvall. I had a blast. I think everybody there had a blast. I'll do, I guess, some official thank yous at 3 o'clock, but I'll say up front, I'm going to do my very best to have a check in the hands of both Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center by the end of the week, because that is very important to me with Christmas coming. I want this money in their hands as quick as I can possibly do it. Watson, how you doing today?
George, I'm great. It's beautiful up here. We got some sunlight up here, man.
Who did you bowl with?
I bowl with Blair, Durham, and Daryl Denson and their group.
Daryl was a player of yours, correct?
Daryl was a player of mine as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
At Vanderbilt.
Which is the reason I paired you all.
He was in the Norman Jordan era.
And yeah.
Norman was right next to me. But let me say, George, congratulations. And I think I'm probably the one that can say this over anybody. I know how hard you've worked on this. This has been top dog with you since really summertime, and you pulled it off. And hard work works, and you're going to raise all the money that you thought you would, and it's just going to be fantastic. But everything last night couldn't have gone better, in my personal opinion. And that's just thank you to you, because you basically did this. You had help with a lot of people, but you did this. And like I say, if anybody knows how hard you worked, I'm probably the one that can say that. So congratulations.
Watson, thank you. How good a bowler is Brenda?
She's pretty good. She bowled 168. I mean,
you didn't want
me bowling, I can tell you that. My would have been nip and tuck with 100. But she bowled 168. She finished, I think, in the second game with four straight strikes.
Who was your second group?
It was a mix of a bunch of guys. Yeah, just I'm not sure that they were all even together when they first started.
Nor did they care.
Oh, that's kind of the way it was. And I got a great story on Norman. I got to tell this real quick.
Okay, tell it.
Norman's in the thing next to us, right? He's in 7. We're in 6, and he has a group that he plays with the first go-through, and a good group. Well, the second go-through, that nobody showed in his group. So, as you said, they kind of went everywhere. But Norman was by himself. You know what that dude did? He bowled for all five people. He sit there. He said, frame seven, I think, when I finally – I said, Norman, you're sweating like a dog. I said, you're up here. Every time I turn around, you're up here. And he said, I'm bowling for all five.
That's beautiful. So on Friday, he'll undergo rotator cuff surgery.
If he doesn't. I mean
– Oh, gosh.
God bless Brenda. She's sore today from bowling games. I don't know how many games that is that he bowled. How many games would that – would that be five games?
Five
games, right?
Yeah.
So he bowled six games of bowling last night.
Rotator cuff. So, Terry, who were you involved with?
Okay, the first group that I had was Kate – I think her name is Guerrera of the Titans. She works in their PR department.
Yes.
And with her
– they were a late addition.
Yes. And they were a lot of fun. These two young ladies named Shante and Miranda McDaniels. They were McDonald. They were cousins, and they were absolutely hilarious. And a guy named Rob Dobie, I think, was the fourth part of that group. And you know, I was in lane number two.
Okay.
And then the second group I had was Sean, who used to work for you.
Sean Sawyer, great guy.
And he had some guys, I think it was Eric and Rich and Nick. And about halfway through the second game, I think it was Miranda from my first group. She's bowling in lane one next to us. And she goes, I'm about to bowl. And she goes, Terry, do you miss us? And I said, absolutely, because these guys are all better than I am.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
The neat thing, George, to me was that – it wasn't the bowling. It was the camaraderie.
Oh,
people
my God.
Just coming up from everywhere, talking to you, taking pictures. I mean, George Armstead rocks up. Gee comes by. We get a picture taken. Mike Organ is all over the place.
Okay, hold on. Stop there.
Everywhere. Okay.
I have stolen for my Facebook site a bunch of the pictures that Mike Organ took last night. Mike Organ took like around 70 pictures and then had captions. It's unbelievable what he did.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And somewhere in there, he apparently bowled, although heck if I know how.
And the other thing I'll butt in and say, because I want to get this in, I don't know how many different people you wore BGA out. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody. My second group are BGA guys, I think, a lot of them. And,
yeah.
And ever somebody come up.
We're
and
not
say,
well, rocket scientists.
Connection? Well, I went to school with George at BGA. I said, boy, he hit on a bunch of you guys, didn't he? So there's some BGA money in that event last night. I can tell you that.
So I had thought all along that one of the things that would really make it fun is the level of trash talk that would go on. To my left was Kevin Stallings, whose son got traded earlier in the day to the Miami Marlins.
Wow.
That one, to me, came out of nowhere. And then to my right was Jeff Francoeur. And so there comes a point. Jeff has violated the Geneva Convention and is apparently bowling with the wrong group at one point. He finishes at lane 20, a little bit before my first team finishes, and comes over and starts screaming at me. He goes, I've finished bowling. I don't know where I'm so supposed to go. Nobody seems to want to bowl with me. You're the organizer of the event. You don't have a damn clue what's going on. He said, what the hell kind of an event is this? Well, as he's firing on this tirade, I look over at Kevin Stallings, who is howling laughing. So this then precipitates, Watson, an illegal wager, an illegal bowling wager between Jeff Francoeur and me. In game two, I have bowled a 167 in game one.
Wow, it's impressive.
But it kind of went downhill. And so for the second game, Jeff and I have a $1 per pin bet. Because I've beaten him in the first one by about 40 pins. Well, Watson, at some point, Jackson Duncan, who anchored along with Riley Chestnut our Facebook Live show, they wanted to get me on. So Jeff decides to take one of my bowls and throws it in the gutter on purpose, so it'll show up in the electronic gizmo as a gutter ball. And Kevin Stallings is laughing his fanny off. When I get back, I'm like, I didn't bowl that. You know who had more fun than anybody?
Who's that?
Ray. Ray didn't gong anybody. That was nice. I appreciate him not doing that. So who all did you – I looked over at you one time, and you looked like a kid in a candy store.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Who did you meet that you really enjoyed?
So, two guys. Frank Rosmerna, who was one of my guys on my team.
Uh-huh.
He was just what you said. He was as advertised. The guy was a riot.
Yeah.
The second one was Tony from Nolensville.
Yeah.
Tony looks nothing like what he sounds like on the phone.
I hope we talk to Tony. Tony was one of the first people I asked to get involved in this. Mm-hmm. And he was very gracious to do it. And I appreciate it.
Yeah. He was a lot of fun. He was one of the first guys I actually met because I wanted to really meet more or less the listeners, kind of put a face with the voice that I hear all the time, like, you know, answering the calls for the show and stuff. So it was really great to see these guys put a face. And Tony looks nothing, like I said, nothing like what he sounds like on the phone. Thought he was going to be like a small little old guy. No, the guy's in shape. He's like, he's just full of life. You could just tell by the guy. And
yeah.
And it's crazy because Tony and I share the same birth date, which is funny. So that's
wow.
That's our connection there.
Okay.
There's
a few years in between.
Yeah. Yeah. A few years. Yeah. Absolutely.
How many, Watson?
Oh, I don't even want to go there. Yeah, Tony's younger than me, so let's don't go there. Okay.
Will Perdue, it was great of him to drive in from Louisville with his wife. It's not the first time Will has done this kind of thing for me on events that I've concocted. Very late in the game, Adam Duvall. It was nice to have a world champion on campus, Terry. Sure wasn't going to get that out of your team.
David Weathers was there. He won with the Yankees in
96. I don't believe, but I saw no evidence that he brought the class ring with him.
I encouraged him to when I ran
into
him.
Oh, I know you
Friday.
Did, and he ignored you. I didn't get to see David very much. He is a hoot.
He's a funny guy.
Kelly Holcomb, an absolute piece of work.
Yeah, Kelly and I talked for quite a bit.
Oh, my God.
In fact, he's the one you shamed me into taking off my Yankees windbreaker and said go put on the Plaster and Friends bowling shirt. And then you didn't even have yours on, and Kelly and Watson were gracious enough to point that out.
We ate George alive on that one. We ate George alive. I said, hey, George. Where is your T-shirt? You're yelling at everybody else. I don't even think the fool even knew he didn't have it on yet.
I don't think I did either.
You even knew because you looked down and said, oh, I need to go get a shirt.
Right, because I had.
I mean, he's yelling at my wife, Terry.
I did ask
Brenda,
her to wear the shirt.
Put on your shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what was funny, though? Everybody did.
No, they all did.
And I've learned this from the Predators. Gold pops out better than any other color going.
Yeah.
There are some pictures of this event where you see gold, just a sea of it. It felt like a Predator playoff game.
Oh, I'm telling you. And thanks to Will. My daughter was there, big Vanderbilt basketball fan, and a friend of hers. They got to get a picture with Will. George, it made their night now. Oh. I'm telling you, it made their night. That's all it needed to happen. So tell Will, thank you very much for that.
That's beautiful. I'll do some thank yous officially, whatever that means, right at 3:05. After the break, Chris Lee will join us. He brought his son to the event.
Oh, yeah.
And his son was in hog heaven, had on... I think he had on a Vandy shirt and a Braves hat.
Braves hat. That's what he had on. Yeah.
We will talk to Chris after the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Yeah. Hanson's Hardwood is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Hanson's Hardwood. For all your flooring projects, give the pros a call today at 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hey guys, it's Turner from Radnor Wine and Spirits. We're a family-owned liquor store that has been serving the Nashville community for 22 years. Located at 2635 8th Avenue South, we have an extensive selection of wine, tequila, craft beer, gin, bourbon, and more. Our staff has over 40 years combined experience, and with more than 10 different hand-selected barrels of bourbon and rye whiskey, we have one of the best selections in town. Come visit us on Wednesdays for wine tastings and 10% off wine all day. Follow us on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615 to see all of our favorite bottles, seasonal cocktail recipes, and any other specials the store is running. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final App. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers, plus this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final App with Kerry Murphy.
Our thanks to ELO for joining us.
And
yeah,
good song.
Did you know they were coming to town?
I saw them in 2019. That's an excellent show.
Were they here for the bowling event?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But if I go see them again, I can ask them if they want to come to next year.
Please do. Please do.
You know, celebrity Jeff Lynn.
No question. Bring them on. Nobody had more fun last night than Chris Lee's son. Chris had asked me if he could bring his son, who is has become a big Braves fan. So, Chris, was he in hog heaven?
Yeah, I think he was pretty much in awe. And as a dad, those are the kinds of things that you you try to do. Because I remember meeting my first major league ball players when I was about his age, and stuff I still remember. And I think that, you know, thanks to you, he was able to make some memories like that, in addition to all the other great work that you did last night.
You know what? What was funny, Chris? Thank you. When we tried to get him to talk to Adam Duvall, he just went speechless.
He does that. He will talk, but he's got to get warmed up. And I think he was maybe a little overwhelmed by the moment, and that's all good. But I promise you, he will remember that for a long, long time, yeah. And so will I.
Who else did he meet that he really got a kick out of?
He met Jeff Francoeur, and he got a picture of Will Perdue, which when I showed it to him, he got a little chuckle out of, because there was a little bit of a height discrepancy there.
Right.
So we had some fun with that. But, yeah, it was man, what a great night, and thank you for doing that. Such a phenomenal thing for the community, and, boy, you know how to throw a party, that's for sure.
Well, you're nice to say that, Chris. So while the party was going on, word starts leaking out. Jeff Francoeur turns to me. Brian Kelly left to go to LSU, and I'm like, what? So best as you can tell, when did this start to go down? How did it go down? Because I'm hearing that Kelly turned it down once.
Yeah, I don't know when exactly it went down. You know, the thing about Scott Woodward is he's always going to swing for the fences. Someone has described him to me as maybe the most egotistical guy in the college sports business. But, hey, that's kind of working for LSU's favor right now. He swung big, and he hit with his women's basketball hire of Kim Mulkey. You know, he got a pretty big hit with Jay Johnson of Arizona, and now certainly he's hit with Brian Kelly, who's going to go to a place where there's fewer academic restrictions and certainly a better talent base in his own backyard. I don't know when it all went down, but I'd mentioned some names that I thought might make sense for them, and he was one on the list because, again, knowing that he would swing big, that was a guy, you know, who's probably a top 10 coach in college football, and that part of it was kind of predictable. So I don't know when it all went down, but I'm not totally shocked that it happened.
Okay, we hear oftentimes the word fit. You think Brian Kelly fits Baton Rouge?
You know, that you had the same reaction I first did, and I do wonder about that, right? I mean, but let's look back at it, and probably the best quote-unquote fit that they would have culturally is the guy they just fired, and we kind of know how that went. Look, I think for the most part, elite coaches can coach and succeed just about anywhere. Again, he's going to have some advantages at LSU that he didn't have at Notre Dame. But on the other hand, and I say this all the time, at the end of the season, no matter how good or bad a conference is, there's just as many losses as there are as many wins in the SEC or in any league for that matter. And when you look at it that way, you know, I don't know if you know this, but there were only four teams in the league this year that posted above 500 conference records. Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Kentucky. Now, he had several teams right at 500, you know, and that includes Texas A&M and some big-name teams. And, you know, I pose this question. How many of those schools feel like they should probably finish above 500 in the SEC? And I would probably say, you know, 12 or 13 of them feel that way. So point I'm making is here, Brian Kelly is going from a place where he could, you know, pile up 10, 11 wins pretty easily. Not that they schedule super easily, but they don't have, you know, okay, you've got to play at Alabama and Georgia this year like you get in the SEC. And I'm really wondering when the dust settles on all that and a few years have passed, you know, is he able to rise above that and make LSU elite, which, you know, hey, you can argue the last two coaches they fired weren't that great of coaches, but they won national titles. Or does it all sink him back to the middle of the pack like is happening, you know, maybe with Jimbo Fisher right now at Texas A&M? I don't know how that all resolves, but when you ask the term fit, I go a step beyond that and start thinking about those kind of things, because you just saw one coach that was presented with the challenge of going to LSU from another conference who'd had elite success outside the SEC. One said yes, the other said no. I don't know who got it right of the two, but it's going to be very interesting to see.
Okay, give me a really quick answer. Do you think they offered to Jimbo and he said no?
That's what everybody thinks. Whether that happened, I don't know. And you know how we have these little games we play where, you know, I didn't say no because you never really asked me, and things go through agents and stuff. I think most people believe he approached Jimbo Fisher. I'm not sure he didn't get a better hire than Brian Kelly, honestly. Someone sent a stat to me the other day about Jimbo Fisher and Kevin Sumlin through the exact same amount of games that Jimbo's got right now. And Sumlin actually had a better performance than Fisher did, which was kind of amazing. There were like a lot of categories, but Sumlin actually beat some better teams. So that's a long-winded way to answer you and say, I think he did, but I wonder if he's going to be better off being turned down if that was the case.
Sonny Cumbie just got named the new head coach at La Tech. Watson, what do you got for Chris?
Chris, man, is neat meeting you last night. I've been on the air with you a lot for the last couple of years, and just neat to meet you. And what a neat kid you have. It was fun to see his eyes and as he's meeting these different people. I promise you that's a night he'll never forget.
Yeah, I remember my 7 to 8-year-old self, and I still remember moments like that. And I'm hoping he'll remember it the same way, and I'll bet you that he will.
I bet he does. I just said when I pointed at that Braves hat and said, you're a Braves fan, that big smile went across his face.
And his dad's too.
I'm telling you, we're all victims of our environment, buddy.
We are.
And victims of our environment, because if dad's a fan, then the son becomes a fan. But that was a neat smile when I said, hey, that's a neat hat you got on. You're a Braves fan. So, oh, me. Interesting about a game that's coming up and what happened. I never would have thought, Chris, that I would see Auburn dominate Alabama for not a half, really, all but about a minute of the game from their defense against Alabama's offense. I never thought I'd see that, anything like that, especially this year with the offense that Alabama's had. Their defense is the one that has struggled a little bit. I wonder, though, now that that's not a setup. I just got a feeling Alabama is going to give Georgia all they want. And I'm not sure this didn't open it up even better for Alabama.
Yeah, I can make a case both ways, Watson. For the one you're making, you look at point differentials and yardage differentials and stuff like that. This is a really good team. They outscored opponents by 200-something points, outgained them by, I don't know, what was 175 yards a game, allowed around 300 yards a game defensively, which is hard to do. I look at them, and there's some things on the stat sheet that pop out. But you watch them, and a few things are clear to me. First and foremost, the offensive line is not up to Alabama standards. I just have seen, goodness gracious, about any of Nick Saban's offensive lines perform better than this one. And oh, by the way, Georgia's not the team you want to play if you've got issues there. That I see with them, I don't see the explosiveness at some spots on the field offensively. Brian Robinson Jr. is a fine running back, but is he Derrick Henry or Mark Ingram or Sean Alexander? I don't think so. The receiving core, Jameson Williams is fantastic. He got ejected from that game for targeting on special teams, and it completely changed the complexion of that offense. I think John Metchie's a good receiver, but I wondered with him, would he be able to step up and become a stud one like so many they've had in the last decades? Or was he just a guy that benefited from other guys taking the top off the defense and getting single coverage? I think it's kind of in between, but he certainly didn't step up and become one of the dominant players in the league. Now, Jameson Williams, I would say, did, but when he was off the field, that was a different offense. I just think the margin for error for them, even at backup running back, they're not all that good. They don't have much depth there. I think that they held it together. I think that, you know, if you stop everything here and select the college football playoff now, to me, Alabama is one of those four teams. But I think it's a far cry from some of the Alabama teams we've seen in the past. I could point out some issues defensively, too, specifically at corner. I don't know if they've got as many dominant linemen. Now, that's a high bar there. It's a really high bar. I still think it's a really good team, but I don't think Alabama is Alabama of the past, and I suspect that any Alabama fan listening that's been around a while probably wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah, and the last piece of that is Georgia's yet to beat them, and that's why I think if Alabama hangs around, and I don't know that they can, but if they hang around, man, I've been on teams that's dominated a team six or seven wins in a row, and I've fought a team that on the other side of that. And I'm telling you, when you haven't won that game, and I think the team that I think back in Conference USA that happened with me with, Chris, all six games, were under a touchdown. But it just wears on your mind, and that's the thing I think if Alabama can do. Last question I'll give you quick to Terry. It's interesting to me, Chris, that here we got a guy that leaves the SEC because Oklahoma's now in, runs from it, and goes to Southern Cal. And we got a guy that's really sitting on a good job, not having to worry. He's playing four or five good teams a year, and they're all matched in the schedule the way he wants them. They fall where he wants them to fall. And now he jumps into the SEC. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is because most coaches are so ego driven. They probably think they can beat anybody, and you would know whether that's true better than I do. But it's fascinating to see two guys who have had both extreme levels of success. Now the difference between the two is Kelly's coached a lot longer than Lincoln Riley. I don't know if there's some kind of insight and wisdom he had that Lincoln didn't. Now, I'll tell you another thing that was interesting. You look at who Riley had committed at Oklahoma, and he had really recruited the West Coast pretty well. I don't know if any of that went into his decision, but yeah, I'm with you. It is very fascinating to me, just as it is to you, to see two elite coaches size up the situation and react in entirely opposite ways.
Yeah. Terry?
Chris, good seeing you last night. Certainly I had a really good time out there and appreciate all that went on as far as the hard work George put in. But let's talk a little football. With the job openings that have come open on the college football landscape that happened before, well, I guess we're going to go to break before I ask
this question. Oh, wow. Hey, Chris, any chance you'd
stick around?
Yeah.
Sure, you bet.
Please do.
You bet.
Okay. I didn't realize we were that close.
I didn't either.
Okay. So Chris Lee will rejoin us. Terry will ask a few questions. And then, back by popular demand, Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update. It was gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-4255. 5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links. Man, this bowling event has brought out not only ELO, but Journey.
Yeah, Steve Perry's with them too here.
It doesn't get any better than that. Thank you to both groups.
Absolutely.
We could only be so lucky.
We could. I've actually seen both of those in concert. Pretty good.
Would you like to say hello to Chris Lee?
I've already said hello to Chris, but I'd
like
to ask him a couple
Didn't go very far, did it?
No, I'd like to ask him a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. I guess with all the openings that came up mid-season and immediately after the end of the regular season in college football, and some of them top-of-the-line jobs like LSU, Florida, and Southern Cal, it seems to me that a lot of different schools, maybe the schools are being proactive, maybe the coaches are just taking advantage of the situation, but it seems to me that when you look even outside the SEC with James Franklin and Mel Tucker, and then inside the SEC today with Mark Stoops, that a lot of these coaches, even if they're happy where they're at, they are parlaying that into bigger paydays and longer extensions and things like that. Do you think that's a trend that's going to continue throughout this cycle as other teams start hiring coaches and the dominoes start to fall?
Man, that's a great question, because the landscape has changed so much just in a few years. And I think the early signing period had to have started a lot of it, because now, I mean, one of the weirdest things about this is Brian Kelly I mean, Notre Dame could make the playoff. I don't think it'll happen, but they could make the playoff, and he'll be at LSU, and he won't be around to see it. Things are happening so quickly. The money is going up so fast. I was having a discussion today with someone about James Franklin, and somebody said, well, you know, did Vanderbilt underoffer James Franklin when they tried to keep him 10 years ago? You know, and I'm like, well, the offer at the time was 10 years and $50 million, which I think that, you know, a lot of people almost gasped when they heard that. That doesn't seem like anything now. 10 years ago, I think that made you like a top three coach. Point I'm making is we're in a trend where stuff's changing quickly, where coaches are getting just incredible amounts of money. And I think the most incredible thing I've seen so far, you know, is Mel Tucker getting his, what, $95 million over 10 years, which is incredible for a guy with such a short track record. I don't know. It's almost happening too fast to know where this is going to go and wonder if it's sustainable. But I also remind you that a year ago or a year and a half ago, we were sitting there talking about the pandemic and how was it going to affect everything and all these guys getting laid off. Apparently, when push comes to shove, it doesn't matter, because even after all the economic effects of a year ago, these schools seem to have more money than they've ever had, and it's just fascinating to watch.
And then my second question is this. You know, early on we saw Lane Kiffin's name appear both for the Florida opening and the LSU opening. And when it got down to it, neither school was willing to go there. Do you think Lane is still a little radioactive in some circles because of his past and his reputation? Or do you think maybe he's happier at Ole Miss than people know?
What I was told this week is he would have liked to have had either the Florida or LSU jobs, which, frankly, if he's going to make a move, this would be the time when and Ole Miss just had his first 10 regular season win season in program history. I think you've got to look at them both individually. You had a situation at LSU, which is going through a Title IX thing. You know, Ed Orgeron had his own baggage. I'm not going to equate the two entirely, but, you know, Lane's got a reputation or has had one for certain things before. And I don't know if that played in or not, or if LSU just simply looked at it and said, you know, let's aim a little higher. Maybe that was it. I don't know the case, but I did talk to someone at LSU, doing the baseball search or connected on that beat. And I remember they were going after Kevin O'Sullivan really hard at Florida. And O'Sullivan had certain issues that made him radioactive at LSU. So all that to say, I don't know the answer for sure, but I think maybe there's a couple of clues there. As far as Florida, Scott Strickland is a pretty buttoned-up, straight-laced AD with a pretty good reputation for what I know of him. Billy Napier is a guy that just checks all the boxes that you need down there. He doesn't have any baggage from what I can tell. He's honest. He's all business. He is a guy who is described as a straight shooter. And the thing that led to their vacancy was Dan Mullen couldn't recruit at anywhere near the level that you should recruit at Florida. Napier's got all the traits in terms of organization and all those things that you need to be a great recruiter. He's seen it happen under Nick Saban, who's probably the greatest recruiter who ever lived. I just think in that case, Scott Strickland identified his fit pretty quickly. You know, this is speculation, but maybe he also looked at it and said, hey, LSU's in the coaching search too, and who knows how far dominoes are going to fall before maybe he comes into play, you know, and he's in the same state as LSU. So I don't know if that worked into it as well, where he said, not only have I got a good candidate, but you never know how the dominoes are going to fall, so maybe I take the bird in the hand while I can get one. And I'm just giving you a lot of cliches there at once. I apologize for that. But, to me, every coaching situation is unique and different, and that's how I size those up. I don't know if Lane Kiffin just, for particular reasons, was just further down the list of candidates at both places, but if that's the case, I can certainly give you reasons for each.
And then one more before I'll hand it off back to George real quick. Josh Heupel supposedly told, I guess, a Knoxville radio station this morning that he is not interested in leaving Tennessee for the Oklahoma job. So how much of a sigh of relief do Vols fans take over that, knowing that the way that Kiffin bolted after just 1 year, that at least they won't have to start over and worry about Josh Heupel going anywhere?
Yeah, I think they probably took a pretty good sigh based on what I've seen. I mean, for once, Tennessee's got a mature, responsible adult in charge. He's had pretty good success. The kids love playing for him. They're having a lot of fun there. I think that rightfully Tennessee fans were nervous. I don't know that Heupel's an elite coach. I think the recruiting and the defense thing are going to limit his ceiling. But all you can go by is what he's done so far. And he's done a great job. I think he's gotten every bit as much out of Tennessee in his first year as he could. I think the last thing Tennessee wanted to do was go back and replay that Lane Kiffin thing over that sent them on a pretty much a decade of a downward spiral. I think Tennessee fans are really happy they kept him, and I don't blame him for thinking that.
Watson, George had to step out and take some administrative duties, take a phone call. You got another one for Chris?
What do you think, Chris, that are you hearing anything on Bowles yet, on some of the higher-ups? I'm listening to Ole Miss, maybe Sugar Bowl. What are you hearing about Kentucky? Are you hearing anything on Tennessee yet, where they might fall?
To be totally honest, my attention is not falling there yet. That's probably going to go there in the next day or two. My mind was more on the, you know, it was on the kind of the college football playoff and on the coaching thing. I think to me, I've heard some talk of Ole Miss and Sugar Bowl. I mean, that was brought up, I think, during the ESPN telecast. To me, that makes perfect sense. That's a fan base that's really energized and excited. It's within driving distance, but, you know, you still need to stay in a hotel and all those things down there. To me, that would be a perfect fit. I think Kentucky has really shown out well when it's had opportunities to do New Year's Day bowls. With the win total, I think that makes them attractive. If you poke into the wins, I don't know if the resume is as strong as the number on paper, but I don't really think that matters to bowls. I could see Kentucky, you know, going to a Florida bowl on New Year's Day for sure. Tennessee, I think, Music City Bowl has come up a little bit here and there. That's a weird one for reasons you and I know, but it's also a fan base that's pretty energized. I think would show out well for that game. I think all those schools are really attractive bowl candidates for their own reasons.
Yeah, I got to run on that. Chris, thanks for being there last night.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, it's either stat of the day or Terry McCormick's daily Titans update already in progress.
Or both.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscopes.
microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hey Nashville, the 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors: Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Argrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Okay, better late than never. Terry, what do you got?
Well, I want to go down a path that we started to go down yesterday and didn't get a chance to with all that was going on. But, George,
what was going on?
The bowling. We had a good time.
Oh, of course.
Yes. You were so engrossed in planning it, maybe you forgot about it.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, we talked a little bit briefly yesterday about the Titans receiver situation and all the guys that they're missing. And one of the guys that they're missing in all of this is Josh Reynolds, who we saw playing for the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day. And the thing of it is, and Watson, I want you to chime in here with it too, in terms of, you know, players buying into team. Now, obviously at the NFL level, it's a little different, but, you know, maybe than it is on other levels. But Josh Reynolds asked for about 3 weeks ago and was granted his release. The Titans put him on the waiver wire, and the Lions claimed him, and now he's playing regularly for them. But had he just been patient enough to wait, and I know was a healthy scratch a few times, had he just been patient enough to wait for his turn with the Titans, because he wasn't getting much play because he doesn't do a lot on special teams, he'd be their number one receiver right now.
Yeah, I think that went south real early, Terry, when they signed him. I think he was going to, in his mind, I'm coming in and it's AJ and me. And then all of a sudden Julio shows up. And that was after he signed. And I just think that really didn't go over well. And I'm just not sure his attitude was right all the way through after that. Just a guess, but that's the way I read it.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way, because it seemed like that, other than maybe the Jets game where both Brown and Julio were out, he never really got on track with the Titans. And, you know, but the thing of it is, you know, they always preach how they want these guys to buy in and put the team first and this, that, and the other. And here's a case where, and this has happened a few times, they've signed a guy who didn't necessarily buy in when he wasn't getting to contribute as much as he thought. And I think that, you know, especially at the pro level, that can be harder to gauge and harder to find oftentimes than it is at the high school or college level, getting these guys to stay bought in if they're not completely happy.
I know we got to go, George, but I'll say this. You're seeing it on the college level now. Look at that transfer portal.
Boy. That thing, you have to get on standby to get on that portal.
Got to pay to get in now.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, in the 3 o'clock hour, we will start with some official thank yous to some people that need to be thanked for what went on last night. We'll open up the phone lines around 3:20. I want you to fill them up with whatever is on your mind. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Michigan, north of Detroit, at least 3 people are dead following a shooting at a high school. All the fatalities are students. 6 other people were injured in the shooting, one of them a teacher. A 15-year-old suspect is in custody. Today's White House COVID response team briefing centered on the new variant Omicron. It was first identified in southern Africa. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says scientists are in the process of getting up to speed.
We have now ongoing communication multiple times and information sharing between our scientists and public health officials and the South African government.
American-born performer Josephine Baker is now the first Black woman honored in France's Pantheon. Baker moved to Paris when she was 19. The singer, dancer, and performer was also a civil rights activist who was outspoken about racism in the U.S. Baker also played an active role in the French resistance during World War II. This is ABC News.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit MusicCityBowl.com to get your tickets today.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
3 o'clock hour, and we welcome all of you back. We'll open up the phone lines here in just a few minutes. In fact, if you want to go ahead and get in on the lines, go ahead and do it now. 615-844-5600 is our number. I'm looking for three red-blooded Americans who want to talk a little sports, or if you went to the bowling thing last night, call us. I want to hear from you. Here are some thank yous that I need to publicly say, because for all of this, George did all this by himself. No, I didn't. I had a lot of help, and here goes with some of it. First of all, my thanks to Jeff Lipscomb and the entire staff at Gish Sherwood and Friends. They made the decision to want to be, and this came out of left field, to be the title sponsor of this event. All of the logos, the stuff that we did, gosh, without them, I'm a lost ball in high weeds, and most of you already know that. So my thanks to Jeff, his entire crew. They put the Facebook Live show together. They did so many things behind the scenes. I could never ask for a better title sponsor for an event like this. To the folks at Hermitage Strike and Spare, yeah, they are a sponsor of our show. And, of course, they have the Strike and Spare Studios. But the fact of the matter is, that's got nothing to do with why I'm saying this. They were awesome, beginning with Larry Schmitto. Larry Schmitto and that entire staff did everything that I asked them to do. They created room for a Facebook Live. They allowed, we had food. They did a wonderful job on the food. They did so many things, including getting Will Perdue size 20 shoes, which is not easy. Watson, I don't know where you come up with those.
Boom. Probably go back in the back and put two together. The only thing I know to do.
Yeah. Huge thank you to Larry Schmitto, Philip Cox, Mark Hubbock, that entire staff. Third thank you goes to my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with, and the folks over at Sir Speedy. Signage was unbelievable. Watson, I'm looking right now at a picture of the Welcome to the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night that is about 8 lanes in length.
Yep.
That's one big old banner.
It was. It was. It'd eat up the room. You see it as soon as you walk in the door. It's fantastic.
If you want signage that looks good, you go to these folks. Some of you will see some of the pictures around the gold shirts. Gold stands out unlike any other color. It felt like a Predator playoff game as I looked from one end of the bowling alley to the other. Lim Pilkington and the folks at Hit After Hit did our shirts, and, man, they were awesome. Lim, if you're listening, thank you. To three different groups that supplied beverages, if you know what I mean. To Debt Distributing, to Hub City Brewery, to Pennington Distillery. Thank you all. I think it's fair to say that your product was sampled more than once. met with apparently unanimous approval, from what I'm told. And thank you all, because that certainly added to the fun. To the celebs who were involved in this, I was able to get 64 celebs, and I believe I only had one turn down, and it was not because R.A. Dickey didn't want to be there. It was because he was going to be out of town. The celebs were unanimous in jumping in and helping me. Number one, thank you for coming, but even more than that, thank you for allowing the pictures to be taken. Thanks for being good human beings with a sense of humor. And thanks for being crummy bowlers. It made it easier for all of us. Did you like that one?
That was good.
Yeah, crummy bowlers.
That was good. I was one of those crummy bowlers.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
To the folks who bought the foursomes, you know, Hermitage Strike and Spare didn't think we could get 64 foursomes. That's larger than they have. That's the largest number of foursomes they have ever done for an event.
It was amazing. That place was full, and it was everybody was having a good time.
Yeah. Well, I got news for everybody. I wasn't sure we could either. If we're going to be honest. So thank you to the folks that put the foursomes together. To the five folks who were involved in our registration table, and I know I may be missing one or two, and if I do, I apologize. To Lucy Langrick, her son Michael Langrick, Chris Casasanta, Kim Detweiler, Michael Sendrick. To that group of five, I put you in a really tough position at times. Because no matter how organized you try to do this, it ain't easy. And from 5:15 to 5:45, you all earned it. Big time. Thank you. And last but not least, to Jackson Duncan and to Riley Chestnut for putting together the three and a half hour Facebook Live show that we did. And I need some help on this. Ray, you got to say this for me. The Facebook Live show is where on our website? Do you know?
I believe the Facebook Live itself right now should be on the WNSR app, or it should be on our Facebook, WNSR at Nash Sports Radio on Facebook. You should be able to find it there.
Yeah. Ton of interviews.
Yep.
If I have left anybody out, it's not because, well, it's because I've forgotten or whatever. I tried to make a list. Thank you to everybody. This thing went beyond my wildest dreams of how much fun it was, and I am on cloud nine, I'll admit it. So now I need your phone calls. I need you to make up for the fact that my show prep today might not have been as good as it normally is. No comment, Terry.
I didn't say a thing.
No, I know. Thank you. Watson, thank you for not saying anything.
You got it.
Okay, I got one line open. At 615-844-5600. I want to hear from some of you. Man, we've had some crazy coaching stuff since the last time we got on these lines. So let's go. Ray, I think we've got a two on there. Tony on line one. Welcome. Hey, hold on. I don't think we've got him. Let's try this again. Tony on line one, welcome.
There you are. Guys, last night was a blast, and it's so good to see y'all and talk to you, as well as a lot of the other celebrities. I mean, it was fun to – I was like a kid in a candy store myself. I mean, it was just everywhere you looked, there was just – you know, a player that you've cheered for over the years, or a coach you've cheered for, you know, and a program. And just, I mean, it was just unbelievable how much fun was being had by everybody. And George, it was, you know, it was so fun to just see everybody being people and not a status type thing. It was the funnest, just the best celebrity type or charity event that I have ever participated in, and I've been in a lot of them over the years. And y'all said some kind words of me today. I really appreciate that. I'm kind of flattered by it, and it really touches a heart. But I want to thank y'all for that. But we really just had a great time. And one thing I found out last night, something I didn't even know, I've got a wife that can bowl pretty good.
What were her numbers?
They were low, but she broke 100. And she had twice she went after a turkey, and we all know what that is. She went after a turkey in both games, and she didn't even think she could even bowl at all. And she beat me. Let me put it this way. She beat me because I've lost my bowling skills because my knees are gone. I waddle up to the lane, but I was having as much fun as anybody there. And I just can't tell you what a great job you did. You just gave kudos out to all the people you wanted to thank. And they did, George. They did a fabulous job. And it was just so good seeing everything. And, you know, Terry had that Yankees jacket on. I thought he was going to get the bowl in it.
No. No. That was not happening. Did you bowl with that thing on?
No, I took it off.
Damn right you.
I should have. Next year I
will. Oh, if that ever happens, we will have our first ejection from the bowling alley. Wonder if anybody's ever been run from a bowling alley.
That is true. And it was so nice, Watson, meeting Brenda and talking with her and talking with y'all. It just really was. And just like I say, you know, when people always talk about they have that wow factor, and we've heard coaches say all the time they have that it factor. Well, George, last night it was the it factor and the wow factor. You knocked it out of the park. It was really a great deal. Now, with all that being said, I do have a couple of things to talk about sports.
Okay, got 2 minutes. Do your best.
Well, it's going to be short. It'll be short. First of all, guys, I saw a stat the other night. I could not believe it. Did not know it. Y'all might have seen it. That Auburn was 118-0 since 2004 when leading by 10 points in the fourth quarter. Think of that.
Ooh.
They were 118-0 since 2004.
There's a one by it now.
There's a one by it now. That's true. And then I personally thought, of course, there was always all the talk about the young man, Billingsley, not going down, trying to go out of bounds. Well, yesterday, I guess y'all saw it, that they did fire Bobo, their offensive coordinator, because they couldn't get the 2 yards to close out the game by getting the first down. And they fired him. And the last note, George, is I don't know if y'all have seen this in the last couple of hours, but Mark Stoops at Kentucky has signed a long-term extension through 2028.
Yeah, so, and that, man, and what a big victory that is for Kentucky.
Oh, that's true. And I do have one more little stat. Now, and this is it. Going into the preseason, Baylor was a 1% to make the title game, and Oklahoma State was a 3% to make the title game. There you go.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Hey, guys, it was great seeing you. Great job, and looking forward to next year.
Tony, same here. Same on our end. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy.
See you, Tony.
I wonder if we've gotten – was the picture we took on his phone?
Probably so, yeah.
He should burn that thing.
His phone?
Not the phone, but, I mean, maybe the picture.
Oh, there's a delete button, and it goes away forever.
That's how you could handle it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. We got a commercial break coming, and then more of your phone calls. It looks like our lines are full. As soon as a line comes open, I'll let you know it. Stick around. Good music today. Journey, ELO. On the Plaster Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth, but I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Terry, who else joined us?
Steve Miller Band.
How about that?
We've got a veritable all-star lineup of classic rockers here from the
70s. And we have Pogu.
Oh, yes.
Our esteemed commissioner.
Yes.
Greg, what's going
on? Gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing?
Doing good. You doing okay?
Yeah, hey, and Watson and Terry, and you will agree with me. Last night, you know, I've been around here a while, but what we saw last night was a testament to how George has gone about his business the past 2 years in the market. And the fact that he could put out a shingle and attract the people It almost reminded me of Jimmy Stewart at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. And everybody walks in and they throw the basket out and everybody's throwing their money in there and we're not gonna let him go to jail, you know. But what it was, the breath, that's got a D in it, George. The breath of from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s, all the way through, the people who came, I mean, you could have asked probably 50 more, and they would have come as well. That was a testament to how you've gone about your business professionally and personally in this market. Hey, we all got people we bumped heads with. Unlike you, I hadn't sued any of them. But the fact of the matter is, that last night was just, you putting out the Plaid signal and everybody responding.
Hoagie, that was really nice. Thank you. This event, God, I didn't know what I was doing when I started. I'm still not sure I know what I was doing, but man, everybody did respond and it was fun. It was a ton of fun.
And every time you turn around, I said, and okay, Watson, you know, I'm on the board. He didn't even recognize me. He hadn't seen me. And so he now knows I have a beard to hide my double chin, you know. So it was just like old, you know, and the perfect timing of it. And I know you got a lot of callers, but the perfect timing of it was coming out of Thanksgiving weekend, because it still felt like homecoming. And Thanksgiving, and it was one of the best things I've ever seen in this market, and I've been around for a while too.
Greg, so, thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Let me say this: Hoagie has been really supportive of this from the day I kind of told him what was going on. He set it up for me to meet with the folks at Hermitage Strike and Spare, Philip Cox, and I knew, you know, we're going to make this thing work.
Yeah, I mean, the way it came together, I know you put a tremendous amount of hard work, and you had to be overjoyed to see that come to fruition.
I loved it.
And be the success that it was, because I think everybody there and everybody involved had a good time.
It did my heart a ton of good. We're going to give the two charities the money, I'm hoping, by the end of the week. And as soon as we're able to do that, I'll let you know. Let's go, Bill in Hendersonville. Bill, you are up next.
Thank you very much, George. And I'll just add to the congratulations on your event. It sounds like it was a definite Grand Slam home run, or a full strike, if you would, when you use a bowling terminology.
Nice.
And just plain congratulations to you and all the hard work you put in for it.
Thank you. It all felt last night like it was really worth it.
Well, I mean, this isn't my question, but what was harder to do, George, to put this type of a thing together or trying to save the Predators?
They were obviously way different. The Predator thing was in a quick amount of time. That was kind of a 2-month race to the wire. We found out that Leopold was selling a Memorial Day weekend right around there, and we put the event on July the 19th. This one, Watson knows better than anybody. I had a lot of time to get this thing done. You know, I'd sit around in the summer and call Watson and say, guess who I got committed today to be in this? This one went on a lot longer. I had a lot more time to do it.
Okay. Well, speaking of time, last time I called you, I kicked myself because I didn't tell you that earlier in the month of November, and specifically on November 9th, we were blessed to celebrate my mother's 94th birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Why don't you say at least hello to her and tell her happy birthday. Here's Mom.
Hello, George.
Mom, you're 94?
That's right.
You know what? I want to get to 94.
Well, you probably will.
What is the secret to that?
What is the secret to that? Well, I guess clean living.
He's out.
Watson, I got no chance.
He's out.
This is hopeless.
I tell you what I think the secret is. They're just not ready for me yet.
Now, that's a possibility for George.
I have a lot of straightening out to do, so I guess I'm just not ready yet.
Well, you know what? 94 is something you ought to celebrate. Get a glass of wine and enjoy.
Well, I intend to enjoy as much as I can of what's left of my time. I have been very fortunate. I've overcome a lot of things. I've had about everything you can think of, and several malignancies, and I'm still here, so there must be a reason.
Awesome. Awesome.
So I just will try to fulfill whatever that reason is.
Listen, you have really, you have made our show today. 94 and a bunch more coming, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill, for putting her on.
Yes. You were on the air. Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Happy 94.
Well, 94. Let me ask you this quick question. It's a brave question.
Okay.
For those, we had, of course, during the 3 o'clock hour yesterday, you had Jeff Francoeur, which was a fantastic interview. Does he believe that basically the Braves will hang on to the infield and most of the outfield that finished the 2021 season as world champs, or did he see some of them parting company? And with that, I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, y'all help me with this. I know, first of all, as we were leaving the air yesterday, Marcell Ozuna got a 20-game suspension, which I think is a complete slap on the wrist. Apparently, he will be back as a DH. And most people believe that once this collective bargaining thing, if it ever gets done, that there will be a DH. I think he's like most of us and does not think Jock Peterson will be back.
And he basically said that he thought Rosario would be back and that they would probably choose between Duvall and Solar, hoping to keep at least one of those guys. Is that correct? Is that kind of what he's...
That's what it sounded like. I think they have to... Adam has some sort of arbitration. I don't understand quite the whole arbitration thing, but the Braves have to tender some sort of offer to him by today. You know, I hope they are able to reach him. I mean, he was busy last night bowling.
Yes. I mean, he may still be in a state of euphoria.
Let me say this. Whatever happens to him, Watson, he's a good guy.
I didn't get to meet Adam.
I didn't either.
He was on the far end from me, so I didn't get to see him.
Here's a guy that led the National League with 38 home runs, and he had time for everybody last night. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Got one line open at 615-844-5600, looking for a red-blooded American who wants to yap. Frank in Smyrna, you're up next.
Hello, George and gentlemen. How are we doing?
George and gentlemen. Watson, what do you think?
I think that's the truest guy we've had on yet.
I like the sound of that, don't you, Watson?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good job, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome. Terry and Watson, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk with you guys last night. I was on the late night shift, and I was too busy tracking Adam Duvall and Jeff Francoeur down. I was kind of hard to miss wearing my red World Series championship T-shirt last night that I'd gotten in Truist Park on Saturday while I was in Atlanta. So I kind of stood out. But, George, I just want to say, like everyone else has said, just
what a job last night. That just absolutely blew me away. I wasn't sure what I was going to or what I was getting myself into.
Neither really. Was I.
I knew I was probably going to embarrass myself in bowling, and as Ray was very supportive, I will say that, but the truth of the matter is I'm not very good at bowling.
What do you mean he was supportive? What exactly does that mean?
He was very encouraging and just telling me keep my head up, giving me high fives, fist bumps, you know, he made the fact that I just had a crappy night at the bowling alley as far as bowling goes. A good time. It's kind of like me playing golf. I tell my friends a lot of times, you know what? The food was great. The weather was good. The beer was cold. The company was great. It's a good day. Well,
so you put it in the gutter, and then he would congratulate you?
No, he didn't do that. You know, he just kind of told me to hang in there. But I put several in the gutter. Yeah, most of where I went wrong was I couldn't get in, had no strikes and only two spares, I think. So just overall bad performance last night. I got to be better. I got a year to improve.
Right, because let me tell you right now, we're doing this event again. Make no mistake, we're doing this event again. Now, I don't know. I haven't looked at a calendar. I have no idea when Thanksgiving is, but I'll say this. Everybody seemed to like the date that we picked, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
I loved it.
And if we can pull it off again, I'm sure going to try to.
Yeah, my friends that were with me, we had a great time. And you do it again, we definitely will participate again next year, me and my friends. And maybe I get some more friends to come with me because that was just a great event, George. Just really honored to have participated. You know, everybody was so nice. I enjoyed talking to Kevin Stallings and Adam Duvall and Jeff Rancor. And it's nice to see Will Perdue again. And just and I even met Tony in Dolansville. That you know, that's not often does somebody come up to me and says, I recognize your voice.
Nice.
That doesn't happen very often.
Well so, done.
So just honored to meet everybody, just participate. Thank you, George. And tonight, I guess I will keep it low-key and go to the Predators game.
I'll be there, too. See ya.
Assuming I could get in the building. I'm hearing there's I'm hearing there's long lines in front of Bridgestone Arena these days to get in. Is that true?
Well, they're playing better. They're playing okay.
Well, yeah, I've been watching them on TV. This first game, I'm on, you know, I think, you know, where I was in October, I was chasing a World Series dream. So this first time I've got to go to a Preds game, even though I've got season tickets and have since 2002. So I'm looking forward to it. My wife and I'll be there, and we'll kind of keep it low-key tonight.
Hey, you take
I'll
care.
See you there. Yes, sir. Thank you again, guys. And Ray, thank you as well. So,
Watson, it sounds like when Frank would chuck it in the gutter, Ray would go, nice job.
Good job, Ray. How do I stay positive, buddy? That'll keep the next one out of the gutter.
Far from the truth there. I tried to keep his head up to continue like, hey, that throw was over. Move on to the next one.
Hey, you did right, though. You did right. You had a smile on your face and made him smile. So that's what it's all about.
Got one line open, 615-844-5600. Somebody jump in. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
More than 80% of hospitals and other healthcare employers are now looking to hire nurses holding a bachelor's degree. If you want to become a nurse and need an affordable nursing program, Aspen University wants to speak with you about our accelerated hybrid BSN. Want to learn more? Just text LEARN to 323232 right now. Most courses are online. You'll attend campus for your labs and complete your clinicals within our network of healthcare partners. Plus, if you need more flexibility, we offer nights and weekend schedules. Text LEARN to 323232 right now.
If you want to become a nurse, now is the time. There's no wait list. Applying is free and takes just a few minutes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited. Text LEARN to 323232 to learn more. Text the word LEARN to 323232 right now. Text LEARN to 323232. The total cost of a degree program will vary depending upon the courses taken, transfer credits awarded, and fees incurred. Employment statistics are from the AAC and Research Brief, published in December 2020. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul Tea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul Tea for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul Tea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soultea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
Smashville is waiting for you. Join us to be a part of the action. Head to Bridgestone Arena December 2nd and 4th to watch your Nashville Predators take on fierce opponents, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens. Single game tickets are available now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. There's nothing better than hockey at home in Smashville. Don't wait. Secure your tickets today. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Grab your gold and get to Smashville. Let's go, Preds!
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
One of the legends, Icky Woods. We love pork rinds.
So you're not the only one. So I get some pork rinds, and I'm smiling high all day. Get your pork rinds, man. Ain't nothing like them. They got all kinds, too. They got dill pickles, man.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
.342, and we now have the heartwarming story of the day from Terry McCormick.
Okay.
What did you just tell me?
What did I just tell you? Oh, that the Titans have placed...
No.
What?
Heartwarming. Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. Oh, yes. Pete Rose was spotted outside a casino signing autographs. That's a shocker.
Watson, I bet you it's true.
I'd say you could bet the house on that one. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, the Titans did put
Double down on it.
Yeah, the Titans, double that one, yeah.
They did put Monty Rice on injured reserve. That makes 18 guys there now.
Oh, my goodness.
18 guys. They've now used 86 players. They have shattered the league record with five games still left. They're even putting players on IR during the bye week.
Eric, line two, welcome.
Right, they're going. They're probably around 90 or over 100. Hopefully that won't happen, but hopefully they'll get some guys back and healthy.
George, I'm telling you what, I'm real happy for you that you were able to pull that off. I knew you would, and you know, and I know you deserve a big amount of credit and pat on the back for it, but I know a lot of other people helped too.
We sure
hopefully
did.
Hopefully you didn't have too many gutter balls last night.
You know, I had a 167 in the first game, and then Francoeur bet me and cheated, and I voided the bet.
Yeah,
I'll just be honest. I was going to lose bad.
But I didn't mean you personally had good balls. I'm just saying a whole bunch of good balls about a lot of the bowlers last night.
Watson, what do you think was the level of proficiency at this event?
Not near what the camaraderie was. I'll say it that way. How's that?
I like it.
Hey, George, there's one thing I did want to talk about, and that's last night's Seattle Seahawks-Washington football team game, and this concerned the Seahawks. I would be shocked if both Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are back next year. I think one, and no one surprised if both are gone, because if Seattle keeps playing the way they're playing, Pete Carroll may get fired, but I think Russell Wilson's going to want out of Seattle. But here's the thing. I thought that for instance, gave up too much to get Jamal Adams. I was telling people that. They said, no, that's a Super Bowl move. You got to make that move. What happened? They did get to the playoffs, but their defense still has never been the same. They gave up a lot of draft picks, which I didn't think they had to get, and the whole thing's missed. And it appears that they're going to have to probably blow it up and start over again. But I do think Russ Wilson's gone. He said one of the teams they could go to is the Saints, which that wouldn't shock me. Other people are ruining him for the New York Giants. Some have said Miami with the whole thing with Tua. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on, you know, what you think is going to happen to the Seahawks possibly for the rest of the season and next year. George, as always, good talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Eric, thank you. Watson, USC never looked so good, did it?
No. I would think that USC is hope they've hired a guy that's going to do what he did. What would you say? That's what I think. But I'm with Eric, guys. I think that the Seahawks are ready to explode and start over, and I'm not sure Coach Carroll will be able to hang through that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Pete Carroll's been a guy who's been used to winning at Southern Cal and then with the Seahawks. It's certainly uncharacteristic of him to have to go through this process. And if there's a major rebuild, he may decide it's time to roll off into the sunset.
Well, let me try this one. I look at Carroll, and I don't see a guy that looks like he's ready to retire. He's still got the enthusiasm. He's still got the pizzazz. What I can't figure out is what is going on behind the scenes. They suddenly have no offense. They used to be able to rely on Russell Wilson no matter what.
Yeah, I think the injured finger, I think, messed him up. Maybe it's affected his throwing motion. And I think, too, part of what always made Russell Wilson effective was a little bit like what we're seeing with Ryan Tannehill now. He always had a good running game and played behind a pretty good offensive line. That run game doesn't seem to be there as much anymore, does it, Watson?
No, it's not at all. And they're one-dimensional, and the one dimension is him. And if he doesn't play well and make all the plays, it just doesn't happen. They have a couple of receivers. But, Terry, the defense isn't very good. I think there's an overhaul coming, and I think either Pete gets out, he's 71, I think, he's my age, or he takes another one. He sits 1 year and then jumps back in. But I'm not sure that he might hang another year with this, and that might be it for him.
And then the other thing, too, you know, talking about Russell Wilson, and he's certainly been a great player. But when you get right down to it, the list of quarterbacks who can go out there and throw and have these no-name receivers all of a sudden step up and look like world beaters, it's a short list, a very short list. And most any quarterback that's out there needs weapons around him. The only two that I see that can throw and make so-so receivers look like all-stars right now are Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, even Tom Brady left New England when the situation got so bad at wide receiver. And when he went to Tampa, they made sure there were weapons around him.
They were there. They were already there, yes. He They brought Antonio and Gronk with him, but they already had really good weapons.
Oh, yeah, Evans and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Godwin.
Yeah, Godwin.
And I'm telling you, Russell Wilson is the next Brady as far as he's going to find him one where he can win. You watch him. He will not stay in Seattle, in my opinion, and he's going to be on a good team. It may be the Saints. That might be the perfect one for him.
Man, it will seem strange without him there.
Yep, but Brady started this, you know, and so I think that there's some of these other quarters. What is Russell now, Terry? And he about 32?
He's probably 33. In his early. I think he's a little. Is he around the same age as Tannehill? Yep. Were they in the same draft class? May have been.
I'm not sure, but I think he's in his low 30s, so he knows he's probably got one more good one left in him. One more good run, and he'll make sure it's a good team.
Let's go Sandra on line three. Sandra, how are you?
Good, George. How are you doing?
Good. What did you bowl last night?
Shot a 257 my first game and a 225 the second game.
225 is a big slump, isn't it?
It was a little disappointing, yes. A little under my average.
You know what's interesting, though? One man's treasure is another one's trash. Or is it the other way around, Watson?
I know which one I am, so don't matter if it's first or last, I know which one it is.
But I wanted to call you today, George, and tell you that, like everybody else has told you, it was a wonderful event last night. Like I told you before in some of our previous conversations, that I've been part of the Preds and Pens fundraisers. And let me tell you, hands down, that was amazing last night, how many teams you had there and how many people were there. And it was wonderful. And I got to bowl with Butch.
Butch Spiridon.
Yes. What a wonderful man.
He's done more for this city than anybody.
Well, we started a tradition last night. I told him, I said, you know, when we do these fundraisers, we always have a shot before we bowl. So we did that, and we got them loosened up some. And then the next team coming in, I told them, hey, y'all got to do a shot before you start. So I looked down there and saw them doing a shot, too. So Butch was probably feeling pretty good last night, let me tell you.
Feeling no pain, huh?
No pain at all.
I love it.
Nope. And then got to bowl with Rudy Kalis the second time. So
that's a good man right there.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to tell you thank you again. It was amazing. I will tell you that Cortland Finnegan was in here today bowling because this is his home center.
Oh, yeah.
Tusculum Strike and Spare. And he brought in Jimmy Allen. I said, Jimmy, how come you weren't at the fundraiser last night? He's like, I didn't know nothing about it. So Jimmy Allen said he's down next year for your celebrity list.
Okay, you helped me. You helped me make that happen.
You know I will.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
How nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Listen, thank you to everybody for the nice comments. Like I said at the beginning, you want people to have fun. I'm sure we screwed up some things. I know a couple. I'll keep quiet. But everybody had fun, and that's the most important part. Final Countdown is next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers. Plus, this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Terry, do you realize we don't have a college football game until Friday?
Wow. That is, that's a first for a while. It's been, we've had football since what, early September, late August?
Yeah. Don't have a pro game until Thursday night, Dallas, New Orleans, I think from the Superdome.
There's talk that Taysom Hill is going to get the start for the Saints. They are, the Trevor Siemian experiment appears to be over.
Yeah, not working, is it?
No.
Okay, let me get one call here really quick. This is Wendell in Mount Juliet. Wendell, I got 2 minutes. Do your best.
All right, man. I've got an answer to the coaching carousel.
Let's hear it.
So Clark Lee goes to the president of Bridgestone and says, I want to start the Bridgestone Wall. I don't need an extra $3 million a year to be coach of Vanderbilt, taking Vanderbilt to the SEC championship. What I need is $3 million for players on the offensive and defensive line. And if they show up to class, and if they show up to practice, they get X amount. We're talking about 30 or 40 guys here. And if they make a pancake block, or if they make a tackle for loss, they get X amount. And at the end of the year, if they get straight A's and they take us to the championship, they get X amount. And if we get a bowl game, we get X amount. And you split it up between all those players. And after 2 or 3 years of these guys getting $3, $4, or $5 million a year, that will change college football.
Watson, there's your student athlete concept, huh?
Oh, he may not be far off.
I know.
We may be headed in that direction.
Wendell, how long did it take you to concoct that?
I started thinking about it a few months ago. I haven't heard anybody talking about this specifically. There's a few changes you'd have to make. Number one is you'd have to publish their grades. You'd have to publish their class attendance. That would have to become public information. And you'd also have to have a photo op at the beginning of the year where they lined up and got their photos taken in front of the Bridgestone logos or with tires or what have you. But that's where it's going, I think, in the long run. It may take 5 or 10 years for it to get there. But once you have those guys lined up, you could bring in the Vanderbilt librarian to coach that team. And all this $10 and $12 million a year for coaches would go out the window.
You can save some money that way. Wendell, you have certainly thought it through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watson?
I think I might have gone to class for $1 million, George.
Right, right.
I might
have even been a good student.
You might have even tried.
I wouldn't have needed the electronic gizmos last night to keep score. I know we're out of time. See you tomorrow. This is the Plaster Radio Network.